seaports along treacherous coastlines, from secret airstrips, smugglers to fight death or imprisonment as they seek the rich promise of contraband.
A story of the billion-dollar business. Contrary to ban or edict, goods such as are prohibited either by laws of a particular state or by the laws of nations. Germany, a country split into four different zones. Country that sprawls across Europe for 224,858 square miles. The country where every mile proves that crime does pay. A dangerous statement, crime does pay. A dangerous question. If it were a lie, then why have police agents and customs agents? A dangerous thought. If crime did not pay, then no one would be attracted to it. There would be no smugglers. Smuggling in Germany would not be what it is today. The world's most profitable business, the billion-dollar business.
Hans! Hey, Hans! What is all the excitement?
A river barge. It has caught fire.
Ah, one from the western zone?
No, the eastern. They say it is a smuggler.
Let us hurry to it before the customs men arrive.
Yeah, yeah. In the confusion, we may get our hands on some brandy.
Or vodka.
My Irma said last night, vodka.
Those two Germans were out of luck that night. Burning Pirates did not carry any liquor contraband. Carried only
a mere hodgepodge cargo, my dear Carl. It was lost, but by tonight we shall have covered our loss.
All the same, Gomez, it was careless stupidity on the men's part. The fire, it started in the galley. If they had not been so drunk...
Oh, don't agitate. The cargo was not that important.
You had the list?
I read it. Oh, 225 rolls of newsprint. 190 ladies' lace scanty, dark blue. 40 pairs of American nylon stockings. 235 boxes of propaganda materials. 40,000 pounds of coffee. 3 boxes of Meissen china. 5,000 pairs of rayon stockings. The 26 optical instruments. That's all. Remember, my friends, we have 40 batches running in the stuff for us.
39.
Oh, it will be 40 again tomorrow. There are plenty of barge captains fighting to get on our payroll. You're pessimistic, my friends.
I am never pleased when a cargo is lost, Gomez. Even that of a truck disturbs me.
Speaking of trucks, Carl, we have 5 due tomorrow.
From the east?
With women's rayon stockings. You know how convenient it is to have 80% of Germany's stocking industry in the eastern zone. And with 7 east marks worth 1 west, that means we make a profit of 500,000 west marks on every truckload.
If we do not lose a truck.
Karl Marant, where's your sense of business? Nah. I asked him and he grunts. Now listen, my friend. Simple figures to make you merry. We buy a pair of nylon stockings in the east for how much?
1 east mark.
And 1 east mark is worth only 0.15 of a west mark.
It is.
We sell the same pair of stockings in the west for 10 marks. You follow? On one truck, we load 50,000 pairs. They cost us 7,500 marks. We sell the load. we make a clear profit of 500,000 Westmarks. Oh, you smile. Like the money we make? That is good, man.
I'm smiling at your love for figures. You are the figure man of our team.
Oh, and you are the organizer. That is why we are always two moves ahead of the customs. They can never catch us. A few of our underlings sometimes, yeah. But never us. Karl Maron and Zeissa Gomez.
Latest information reports all customs border checks are to be strengthened. More men are being sworn in.
Well, you are right.
It increases my difficulties of organizing, of keeping our trucks, our barges, our trains flowing smoothly.
Oh, you must develop a philosophy, my dear Karl. I am a businessman. You are a businessman. We are in business together.
Mm.
Smuggling is as much a part of modern life as the business of banking, of insurance. Both trade on man's wants and fears.
And the Customs Bureau? Can you justify them?
No import laws, no contraband, no taxes, no smuggling. They exist. We exist. No? The customs men owe their existence to us. And without us, they would be the unemployable.
Mm-hmm. As usual, Gomez, you are correct.
The simple matter of philosophy. And logic, my dear Karl. The customs should be thankful we exist, as thankful as police should be to the criminals. We at least bring variety and excitement to the otherwise dumb job of customs checking.
And filling up forms in triplicate. These will be the truck drivers for the circular run. Enter. I'll close the door, gentlemen. Limey and Otto, 9?
Yes, Joe.
Good. The circular run, truck 75. Pick it up at the usual place, just over the border in France. 10 tons of coffee. Repeat these instructions.
Come on, cheer up, Fitzy, me old Kelly.
Otto,
our last trip before a week off in Gay Berry. There, what'll you reach for this time, eh?
Blonde already, Fitzy.
Otto, yeah, I tell you, it's me for that blonde again. You know,
the one with the big brown eyes.
A smasher, eh, Fitzy? My name? It is Otto.
All right, I'll cook.
Limey, 5 minutes, we reach the first customs point. Here, my sons.
Right, okay.
You have my instructions correct.
All present and correct.
Yep.
We make for Masson's. We declare the coffee for transshipment to the eastern zone. We cross Germany to 5 miles of the eastern border. We transfer our stuff to a couple of jerry trucks. Right?
Yeah, correct. At that point, we fill our empty containers with ball bearings.
Mm-hmm.
At the border, the customs, they examine our papers. They are in order. We cross over. We deliver the ball bearings to Magdeburg.
Right on the nose, Fritzy.
Otto.
Then we stay overnight at Magdeburg. We get a new load of coffee. Head back for the German border what's that place again, Kelly?
Helmstadt.
What you said. We declare we're carrying surgical instruments to France.
And general hospital equipment.
Same difference, Fritzy, same difference.
Perhaps.
Well, then what?
We get through customs, who never examine. So they pass the coffee as cases of the instruments and equipment.
Blimey, how dumb can you get, eh?
That is their affair. We unload the coffee at Hanover. That is where we pick up the real instruments and equipment.
And then, over to France, turn over the cargo, collect our pay, and then it's Paris for a whole blooming week, eh, Fritzy?
Otto.
figure some guy's got to uphold the law around here.
Helmstead. What a place.
Better and worse, buddy. Better and worse. Hey, it sure is busy, though.
That's one way to describe it. You're keeping a check on the number of trucks going past?
Yep. That one makes 48.
48 in as many minutes, day in, day out. And what can we do?
What we've been told. Make a spot check. One out of every 50.
Guess that's all we can do, huh?
Well, it's impossible to check every one.
Without exception, they all carry at least 3-ton boxes.
Yeah. Supposed to have machinery in them. More likely it's cigarettes with a big slab of concrete on the bottom.
Tried to examine every truck. We'd need dozens of cranes, hundreds of men to unload and open those boxes.
Yeah.
In the meantime, all traffic had come to a stop. It's impossible.
Yeah, no.
But what can we do?
Like we've been told. Spot check, 1 out of 50.
No. That means the next.
Uh-huh. And if it's running contraband?
By Jove, if it is, I'll put the driver through the ringer. I'll break one smuggling outfit if I have to make him sweat blood.
You know, I used to be a cop. I'll show you how to throw it without leaving a bruise.
Here she comes. Truck number 50.
Limey.
Yes?
Helmstead Customs Port Head.
Yes?
Limey? I smell cotton.
Ah, what's leading you?
When I am SS Gruppenführer for the Fatherland, I get to know the scent of cotton.
Meaning what?
The customs?
Yeah. Ah, you've been driving too long.
So I'll take over after we get through.
Nein, we get through. We do not stop.
Huh?
If the customs agents, they try to stop, I drive over them. Kill them.
Ah, now listen, Fritzy.
Nein.
Now pull up, chum. They're giving us a stop sign.
Nein. I drive over them. I kill them. Kill them.
Now pull up. Now pull up, you chum. Pull up. Pull up.
SS Gruppenführer, now contraband runner Otto, went suddenly berserk, attempted to murder Allied customs agents at Helmstedt by running them down. His mate Limey knocked him out, stopped the lethal truck. They were taken into custody, their vehicle searched, its illegal cargo exposed. The two customs officials interrogated them, thoroughly, in the language and method such men as Limey and Otto expect when their luck dies like a dog. But, as usual when such men are caught, they vocalize an all too familiar pattern.
10 tons of ball bearings. Don't you men realize what that means to the Eastern Zone?
Ah, that's politics. We aren't interested in politics, we're interested in money.
How much profit do you figure your boss is making a round trip?
Ask him.
You, Fritz.
Otto.
How much?
I do not ask. Maybe 70, maybe 80,000.
East or West marks?
Dollars.
American?
What else?
And you? How much is it for you?
Enough.
How much, chum?
Okay, okay, okay. $2,000 a round trip.
Who are your bosses?
Search money, Joe.
Otto?
I drive. I get some money. The questions I leave to you.
Listen, bud. Want me to start another workout?
Fascist.
You son of squirt, I'll fix you.
I'll lie off, Joe. He's had enough.
Yeah? Then you talk. Who are your bosses?
We drivers never reach up that high.
Who pays you?
Frog. At least I think. I had a chicken he was with once called him Monsieur Adolf.
So he's French, eh?
Oh, might be, chum. Or Belgian, or Swiss.
Make up your mind, Limey.
You Yanks are the only foreigners I can tell. The rest are all the same to me.
Yeah. And you don't know?
None.
I cannot tell.
The coffee you ran out of France. Who took delivery?
Couple of trucks.
Whose trucks?
How should I know?
Do I have to help you think again?
Look, I've told you all I know. Do you think I'll go around asking questions? Think I want to finish up with a throat cut?
To finish you that way, it'd be too quick.
Ah, thanks, I'm sure.
What's my nick, my... Quit that jargon, Heine.
What's your shit?
I said quit that.
Watch out! Watch out! I'll hit him!
In Germany each year, along its frontiers, customs agents make on the average of 70,000 arrests. Occasionally, a few of those smugglers arrested lose their head. Otto was one. That's why today he decays in an unmourned, unmarked grave. Limey is doing the same. Only his is a living death. His grave is a prison cell. But such ends for such men pass unnoticed, except on official reports. Shot while endeavoring to escape, companion arrested, tried, found guilty, imprisoned. When each man is arrested or killed, hordes take his place. That is why tens of thousands upon thousands in both East and West Germany are making their career smuggling. They work alone, in pairs, small groups, in carefully organized gangs, often armed, protected in military fashion by advance and rear guards. Their activities have spread like a vast, malignant growth throughout the country. At the top, in overall control, are new millionaires of every race and creed. Contraband runners recognize no nationality, only money and frontiers. Frontiers to be crossed in the dark, in the day, surreptitiously, cleverly, boldly, and brazenly, as official customs records show at the town of Kirk in the Forest on the Czechoslovak border. This is our first train. But why do you bring me along with you, Carl, when this is your department?
With you, it will be two against one. Stupid fools, the customs. For years, we have been running trains from east to west and back without trouble. Word in the forest has been checkpoint in theory only.
But now the customs have turned theory into practice.
The 775 customs unit. Sounds very official. Very big. Yet what is it? One man. American. His name is Lee.
This train must get through. It is the one with the complete radio station on board. Our secret friends have paid for it.
It will get through, my friend. And the train due in 5 minutes from the west. A full shipment of steel tubing, electronic instruments, chemicals and armament steel. They must get through.
And if this American Lee vetoes both cargoes?
Then the Customs Bureau will have a vacancy for one official.
He has men under his command?
Brainless swine. You have all the papers?
Ready.
Then let us get them done. But, my dear friend, that train is carrying the produce, vegetables, grain, and automobiles from Czechoslovakia to Western Germany.
No.
Surely you would not wish to deprive the populace of their food, their automobiles?
The train remains here until my men have checked its cargo.
But it will take hours. The papers are in order. The team is carrying only that shown on them. If you will sense them and...
No.
But, my dear friend...
No, none yet. Which gets through your heads? That train goes through if its cargo is the same as on these papers, understand? What's that?
My friend is only impatient. Forgive him. Mr. Lee, you have been in Hamburg. You have visited Berlin, Wiesbaden, Munich, Bonn.
I have.
You have visited all their famous nightclubs, of course. And you have observed the many Britishes, the many Americans, the Scandinavians with beautiful Paris models. Observed how they have money to burn, drive expensive American cars, have parties on 100-foot yachts.
So?
So, my friend, you could enjoy all those. And more. Is that not so, Gomez?
John, a life of riches, of best wines, to win the cream of cakes.
By all means, keep talking. The picture is drying in my mouth.
A carefree life of luxury, of ease. All for the mere imprint of a rubber stamp.
Nine.
How'd you get?
The train. It is from the West. It carries toys, wines, salts, pianos. You have its papers? Get them.
Excuse the monotony, no.
But
not without a check. Well, gentlemen,
you forced us to be blunt. Every man, every woman has a price. What you Americans call an angle. What's yours?
Quite simple, really. Costs you nothing.
It is?
Unmatched. No. Not the kind you strike in a box. Another kind. The kind that's proof the cargo on both your trains match the cargo shown on these papers. Well, shall we start, gentlemen?
That is your final word.
It is.
We are sorry. We are very sorry.
If you shoot me, my men outside...
Correction. If they hear me shoot, you recognize the silencer, of course.
I do not like violence. So melodramatic. Helene, you now have second thoughts, yes? You accept a life of luxury, of ease? Or do you prefer to rot in the ground?
Gomez, do not waste time. The required stamps are there on the table.
And all useless without my signature?
My friend is an expert penman, an expert imitator.
This is how you lost the war.
So?
By ignoring procedure.
The bureaucrat.
Maybe. But nothing will induce my men out there to lift the barriers except with my signature.
Gomez?
Aye. Here. I have found his signature on this piece of paper here, on his forms. It will be easy. A child could copy it.
Then do it.
Over my dead body.
You fool. For that I shoot.
Go ahead, Heine.
Nein, it is too easy. I use this cord, so.
No.
In that body. In book and void, I was a daughter. Hurry, Gomez.
Perfection. Like my guard of the stubborn customs. The signature is packed.
And it stamps.
A matter of a moment. The papers. They are now in order.
By the time he is found...
Our chains will have gone.
The men will now open the barrier.
Of course.
The signature? Contraband radio station for the West.
Steel tubing, electronic instruments, chemicals, armament steel for the East. A profitable business.
$1 billion business.
say, a war is raging. A war between armies, between Allied customs agents and thousands of highly organized smugglers. On both sides, casualties are heavy. But gradually, the holes in Germany's frontiers are being plugged. Meantime, contraband running flourishes. In a glare of discussion in German press and parliament, in reports and memoranda tabled in London and Washington. As yet, no one has attempted to foretell the end of this, the world's most profitable business, the billion-dollar business. Listen again when we lift the curtain on another intriguing story written by Ronald Ingleby, a true story of contraband.